The Obama administration has expressed its deep concern over the life sentence handed down against prominent Uyghur scholar Ilham Tohti on separatism charges, that is. VOA's Victor Beatty reports now that analysts warn that China's action could only further radicalize ethnic minorities.
A White House statement described Uyghur scholar Ilham Tohti as a respected professor who has long championed efforts to bridge differences between China's minority Muslim Uyghur community and majority Han Chinese. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday said peaceful dissent is not a crime, adding the harsh sentence appears to be retribution for Professor Tohti's peaceful efforts to promote human rights for China's ethnic Uyghur citizens. The White House statement called for Tohti's release and that of seven students who were also arrested in January and a guarantee of their protection and freedom to which they are entitled under China's international human rights commitments and its own constitution. It said China should differentiate between peaceful dissent and violent extremism. Michael Clark of Australia's Griffith Asia Institute says such expressions of international concern may have the opposite effect of what is intended.
Even within the statement of the verdict, there was a phrase to the effect that Mr. Tohti had in fact internationalized the Uyghur issue by engaging with foreign journalists and so forth. So I think a statement like this from the United States will just be viewed by Beijing as sort of further proof of the effect of Mr. Tohti's advocacy for the Uyghurs.
Prosecutors argued during last week's trial, Tohti promoted separatism and encouraged violence with his lectures, articles, and frequent comments to foreign media. The 44-year-old Tohti rejected the accusations, saying he was only trying to promote dialogue and point out injustices. His lawyer said he plans to appeal the sentence. China says it's fighting a foreign-backed insurgency in the western Xinjiang region. Uyghurs complain they are the targets of religious and cultural discrimination. China, which has blamed a number of terrorist attacks on Uyghurs this year, officially launched a one-year crackdown in May. Uyghur analyst Gardner Bovington of Indiana University calls the life sentence the second worst outcome, with the worst being the death penalty.
I absolutely agree with Secretary Kerry that it sends precisely the wrong signal to Uyghurs, to people throughout China and to the world about its attitude toward human rights, toward peaceful dissent, and toward the promotion of dialogue to resolve longstanding problems.
The Wall Street Journal Tuesday called the sentence shocking even for a communist regime and warned China's policies in Xinjiang are self-defeating and that Tohti's imprisonment will only further destabilize the region. Bovington says ethnic minorities have no way to channel their discontent.
A lot of people have suggested that Tohti's arrest cut off dialogue, and the only criticism I would make there never was a dialogue in the first place. Beijing has never publicly agreed that there ought to be a discourse, a dialogue about the policies that it has used in regions like Xinjiang and Tibet, or that it has any legitimate interlocutors who have the right to question and air dissent about those policies.
Bovington says since the Uyghur community is not allowed to express its dissatisfaction, things likely will only get worse. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.